Hey good peeps of Peg City and the Global Village, they call me Bruce, and welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 22 mini-series spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place on a beautiful farm just outside of Portage la Prairie, August 27th and 28th. Full details for the festival can be found at whoopandholler.com and all socials. All episodes can be found at umfm.com. 101.5umfm.com is a proud media sponsor. Episode number 9, Judy and Ruby. Judy and Ruby are Judy Cook, renowned children's entertainer and dancer, and Ruben Ruby Kantorovich. They blend action, movement, art, science, and music into fun that teaches. Judy's latest book, The Children's Moon, brings whimsy to science in a very heartwarming story. Not only that, but it was the recipient of the prestigious Mom's Choice Awards. Judy and Ruby take center stage at the Big Top Family Tent Saturday with three shows between 1 and 5:20. Welcome, Judy Cook. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
I don't know where to start because I'm such a science nerd, but let's start with, I love how you blend so many things, movement, art, science, fun, and you're a self-described non-science person, though your sister is.
Well, I don't know. I've had a lot of experience doing workshops in schools through the Manitoba Artisan Schools Program, and my main thing was dance. I was a trained dancer, and then I got into musical theater from that. And in my workshops, a lot of times in schools, they would have science or math, and they would want us to come as the artists and to do projects, you know, dance and music projects that could relate to those subjects. So in a way, I think working in the schools got me going that way and realizing that there were all these subjects out there that you could make songs about. Going way back, I was with a group called Canadian Content Theater, and we did a show all about dinosaurs. And the Children's Museum asked us to come and write the show. And at that point, like, I was not one of those kids that was totally into dinosaurs. I was kind of ignoring them. But once we researched it, and then we made these fun songs, it made me realize there's a whole world out there that is so fascinating. And if you make it fun, I would be the kind of kid that would never know the dinosaur names, but when they were in a song, then I could remember them. So it was, that just kind of is the way that I went. But in the show that we're going to be doing, like, we've got this kind of participation, because I know kids love to do participation. So from my dance background, like, we're doing a hand jive and, you know, teach the audience like a little hand jive, and they can dance along with us in the show. And then kind of from the science side, we got songs about bugs. And we've got a trilogy of bug songs with Black Fly Buzzin' and a song about a worm, Ooey Gooey. And then the one that the parents hate but the kids love, about cockroaches, and it's called Raiders of the Night. They're trying to get fun in there too. And lots of animal songs that kids can sing along with. So when we see, we're not quite sure what age of kids are going to come out there, but we already decided that the kids that come and participate with us, we're going to give away 2 Children's Moon books per show.
Are you a bug person? I'm a bug person.
Yes.
Excellent. Because I am bringing my entomology gear with me. So we are going to have some awesome fun, because at the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival, it's not just a stage and another stage and a tent. There's a massive prairie wildflower garden. There's a tall grass and reed pathway through the wetlands. There's a river walk that goes through the old growth cottonwoods. And there are a lot of critters to be found. So,
oh, I hope I get to go and see some of that too in the in-between times from when we're performing.
You've got 3 shows in an afternoon.
They're not that long, like they're 20 minutes, so we're just jam-packing it full and, you know, trying to figure out what we can do with the kids and then seeing what age kids we're going to have. And so it's all going to be very exciting to see who shows up and comes and has some fun with us.
Do you vary the show to keep yourself interested?
Well, we've got 3 completely different shows. I believe it's in between. Like, I know the kids like the adult performers that are for adults as well, because they can be for the whole family. So we're hoping that in the in-between, while they're getting the stage set up for the other performers there, that all the kids, and I think adults would enjoy it too, because it's for all ages, really. If they like to have fun and like to watch the kids dancing, and there might be a few adults that might want to join in the dancing too.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. It's not up to you whether you join the tea party. Oh, every dad knows this. Judy Cook, how did you get involved with the Whoop and Holler Folk Fest? Because I know there's always a story.
Right. Well, interesting enough, Ruben, who is my partner in life, Ruby, as well as my partner on stage, we had gone on a trip to Cuba. And the directors of the festival, Linda and her husband, Mitch, they happened to be in the same hotel that we were at. Ruben had these Cuban musician friends, and they had come for a folk festival, and they had all stayed at Ruben's place. When we got to Cuba, they were inviting us to their shows, and it was really fun. So we invited Linda and Mitch to some of those shows. Ruben and I brought a ukulele with us. And one of the nights we went down there and we were sort of entertaining the folks with some of our kids' shows. So that was when they saw that we had, just from hanging out with those guys, they saw that we were into performing for kids and had a lot of experience doing it.
They are the best musical scouts there are, period. And we've got to give a big shout out to Mitchell Omachitsky, because he does everything behind the scenes. And a big shout out to Judy Cook, Judy and Ruby.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Like, it's just great talking to you. And thanks for giving us this opportunity to tell the folks what we're up to. And hopefully we can get some people to come out, and we'll see them all out at the Whoop and Holler Festival.
We will. I'm your MC, and I am your bug partner. Thanks, Judy Cook.
In the light of a flash, as a comet flew by, in the twinkle of a blink of a star in the sky, I'm almost sure last night that I saw the man in the moon give a wink. Hey, Mr. Moon, up in the sky, tell me why you look like such a happy guy. Hey, Mr. Moon, you're such a sight. How many stars will you bring out with you tonight? Hey, Mr. Moon, was that a wink or did I blink? I'm pretty sure I saw you wink. Hey, Mr. Moon, was that a smile? Mr. Moon, hey, Mr. Moon, hey, Mr.
And thank you for tuning in to Whoop It Up with UMFM. Check out all episodes at umfm.com, all festival details at whoopandholler.com, and please do join us August 27th and 28th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.